Blog Talk Radio.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you.
Wrong one. It was so
wow,
we had to start over again. Hold on a minute.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. During the show, you can join the conversation by calling 646-727-3206. Or join the Transformation Cafe live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us here tonight, whether you are on demand after hours or if you're live with us. We love it when you're live. It's so exciting. So tonight we have a guest chef in the house. We're going to be talking about the essential oils. So as soon as we kind of like see who's scooting up to the table here and really see if a couple of our regulars are here, we want to make sure that they say hello. So Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
This is Mr. Jamie saying hello. I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
How is it in lovely Seattle tonight?
It's a little stormy tonight.
Oh,
although
stormy.
Yesterday it was almost 70 degrees, and today it's rainy and overcast. So
interesting. Well, thank you for being on with us. We missed you last week. He wasn't able to come on, but we're glad that you're here this week. So that's wonderful. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. I am so excited to be here.
Yes, very glad that you're here. And she's calling from the San Diego area. So how is San Diego tonight?
You know, it's a balmy 300. I have no idea.
Did you say 300? It's
really nice.
It's a balmy 300? Wow, okay. What planet are we on anyway?
it's really nice outside.
Okay, good. Yeah. And I'm calling from balmy Riverside, California, which is in the Inland Empire. And it's actually very pleasant tonight. We've been kind of having a little bit of a heat wave. It was like it's been in the 90s, and they're saying we've been about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than we've ever been, and I think we're setting new records, so we'd all like it to calm down and cool down a little bit, so that's really good. So tonight we have our guest chef is Sandra Pascal. I met Sandra I think it's almost been a month ago, huh, Sandra?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it's been, time flies when you're having fun. And we had gone to a wonderful workshop together, and she was sharing about her essential oils with me, and me being a flower girl, I just was totally enthralled with that, and she was so generous to be offering to our group all different ways of being able to be enjoying that. So right off the bat, Sandra's got a wonderful product line that she's been working with doTERRA, and it's an American company, and it actually was created in Utah, but it's got some really neat where they get their quality and where they go around the world to go ahead and get it. So why don't you tell us a little bit of the story about how you actually got started with doTERRA.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Robin, for this amazing opportunity. I'm so excited to be a part of the show. And to all the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. And how I got started, well, my sister-in-law's best friend, she started with the oils about 2 years ago for her own personal family health issues, and then my sister-in-law got involved in August of 2013 because she has really bad asthma, and she started trying out this blend called Breathe, and sure enough, here we are. It is April 2014, and she barely ever uses her asthma inhaler anymore. So around December, we backtrack a little bit, is when I finally went to one of the meetings and listened to the presentation, and I was just blown away literally by the smell in the room when I walked in to the house. It was just refreshing, and like my brain fell in love with it. Like my whole body just responded. Like pretty much if anybody out there has walked into a spa, you know, when you walk into the spa and it's like, oh, it smells so nice and serene and calming. And that's exactly what I felt when I walked into this house. So I was raised holistically, so my mom used oils throughout my entire childhood. I barely ever went to the doctor. She was either boiling some kind of herb on the stove or lathering us up with essential oil. So now that I became a mom, I have a 3- and a 2-year-old, I was kind of going back to my roots. So I was very interested in getting back into the essential oils because our daughter, who's 2, had been to the doctors 4 times in 6 months for ear infections. And it was not just driving my husband and myself nuts because she wasn't getting better, but it just felt really weird to have her on antibiotics month after month after month. And it was spending time at the doctor's office and calling out from work, and not to mention the medical bills. And all we needed was a cotton ball, 2 drops of Melaleuca or tea tree oil for all of you guys out there that are familiar with tea tree oil, on a cotton ball, put it in her ear, and 3 times a day, and it was a done deal. And then it was just one ailment after the other, and then I would just go back to my oils because they have this amazing book that you get with them, and it's a super easy guide on how to. And I've just been liberated. I thank doTERRA from the bottom of my heart, and all the, like, doTERRA angels, as we call each other, for having brought this into my life, because I've been empowered to take care of 80% of ailments in the comfort of my own home. It's safer, it's cheaper, and no side effects, Robin. That really was that to me was priceless. No side effects, unbelievable. And then I started sharing it with my friends and family, and I start hearing all the stories. Like my college roommate, who was on Ambien for years, and she tried the lavender before she goes to sleep, 1 drop on the bottom of her foot, 1 drop behind her ears, and she inhales it. She hasn't been on Ambien for 6 weeks as of today.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, and it's just story after story after story. So that's how I got introduced, and that's how I'm using it in my home. And I don't know if you guys can hear that I'm a little congested, but I was so excited to get off the plane on Sunday night and have a sore throat. I couldn't wait to get home and open up my luggage and get my oils. And sure enough, by 6 a.m. yesterday morning when I woke up, my throat was fine. And then I started to cough. So I did, I went into the, you know, little book that I have, and it said exactly what to do. I took frankincense, put a drop on my chest, the On Guard blend, and some Breathe, and no more coughing by late afternoon. And this morning I woke up with a runny nose, and I've been doing peppermint all day, and I feel great. Like, I could go to work. I was fully functional today. I'm a full-time mom. I have, I run 2 different businesses full-time. So getting sick is really not on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I can totally understand that one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how doTERRA does all of their, the way they get their products. I was so impressed with the way you were sharing with me about that.
It's so amazing. I mean, it's really, it's Gift of the Earth. That's what doTERRA means. And these oils come from all over the world. They've traveled all over the world to find the most indigenous places where these plants, trees, or flowers grow. For example, the frankincense comes from Oman, and the lavender comes from France. The lemon comes from Italy, and the lemongrass oil comes from the mountains in India. So the reason why they're the purest therapeutic-grade essential oils in the world is because the quality is best. There's nobody out there that can top doTERRA. They have spent millions of dollars doing all the research. The oils are picked. They go to these very small towns, these farms in the middle of nowhere, and they pick these beautiful plants, and then they distill the oils on site. The farmers who've been doing this for generations, I mean, think about it. These are families who've been doing this for hundreds of years. This is what they've done. This is all they know how to do. And then doTERRA shows up. They take these oils, they bring them back, and they go through these amazing tests. They go through 5 different tests. It's called CPTG, the Certified Therapeutic Grade Oils. And doTERRA is the only essential oil company out there that actually has this kind of testing. And what makes that even more unique and special is that some of these oils can be ingested. What separates these oils from the other oils that you can find in your local supermarkets like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, which is where I used to buy my oils, is that they're therapeutic grade. So, for example, the lemon, I put a drop of lemon in my glass of water every morning, and it detoxifies me. It's amazing. So that's really what separates doTERRA from the other oils on the market. They're not diluted. They don't have any synthetics in them. It's pure. You know that when you get this bottle at home and you're smelling this amazing pure essence, you know that you're getting the best of the best from the best. And that's why I love them so much. And that's why they work. It's that simple. There's really no rocket science to it. The gifts are here. Everything that our body needs, it's already here. It's just a matter of everyone is kind of looking right now for like an alternative. I think we're sick and tired of the side effects of prescription drugs and of surgeries. And I just want to make a clear disclaimer that by no means am I saying that I can treat, prevent, or cure any disease. This is an alternative. This is, you know, for people who are maybe just looking for something else, who are tired of being on Claritin and want to give our gel caps that are called Tri-Ease a shot. That's one of our newest and most amazing gel caps. They are made for allergies. So what you do is it's a small gel cap, and you take one in the morning, which is usually when people who suffer from allergies, as soon as they wake up, because my husband is one of them, they're like right away. As soon as they open their eyes, their allergies are going nuts. And you take one, and the testimonials have been, and they've been out for a month now, and everything I hear is amazing, amazing. I even forgot I had allergies. So no drowsiness. You don't feel sluggish. And it's a lot less expensive than the over-the-counter drugs that we all know about and, you know, and have tried.
Okay, but we have somebody in the chat room that's wanting to know about from Supernatural Radio. What does she's recommending? What would you recommend for Alzheimer's?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I just got goosebumps. That's my grandma speaking right there.
Okay. Hi, grandma.
Rosie passed away a year ago, and she passed from Alzheimer's. So our family, we know firsthand, and my mom worked with Alzheimer's patients for over 25 years, so we know what how difficult it can be, and the different levels that Alzheimer's take. That journey is just such a roller coaster ride. So frankincense, it is just absolutely magical, and when it comes to Alzheimer's, it's highly recommended. So for Alzheimer's and other brain mysteries, you want to rub frankincense over the bridge of the nose, the forehead, back of the neck, and inside the forearms. Add 4 to 5 drops to a capsule or ingest before meals. Frankincense provides clarity and helps improve long-term memory. And in doTERRA, we call this the go-to oil. When in doubt, frankincense. It's just absolutely, it's one of the gifts of frankincense is its chemistry. And it facilitates oxygenation of the cells for optimal communication at a cellular level. It increases the number of certain receptors in the brain and are now considered prospects for the treatment of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and schizophrenia. Frankincense has profound psychological and spiritual benefits that have been long recognized by religious and spiritual traditions from all over the world. Its centering effect allows one to focus clearly, and it's an ideal aid to meditation, contemplation, and prayer, ceasing mental chatter and stilling in the mind. And I was reading that from Living Healthy and Happily Ever After. It's Dr. Susan Lawton. She has been studying oils for over 40 years. She has 2 PhDs, and she's world-renowned. She is absolutely amazing. And again, her name is Dr. Susan Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N. She's absolutely amazing and very, very knowledgeable in essential oil therapy. So I would definitely recommend frankincense, diffusing it in the room where the patient's at, whether it's the bedroom or bringing the diffuser into the living room during the day, wherever they spend most of their time. And if you just put water in the diffuser, add a couple of drops. You can get these diffusers online on my website at mydoterra.com/Sandra Loves Oils. And diluting these oils in the air, diffusing them, they're diffused aromatically. So everyone in the home, not just the patient, the Alzheimer's patient, but the caregivers. We often forget about the caregivers that take care of these patients. I mean, it takes a lot of energy, mostly mental energy, to take care of someone with Alzheimer's. And I hope that, you know, your listener will give this a shot. You really can't afford not to. And I wish them the best.
Okay, so let's repeat that real quick. So you're at doTERRA, which is doTERRA.com, right?
Yeah, my doTERRA.
And then it's, right,
forward
and then
slash.
Forward slash Sandra Loves Oil.
That's right. Sandra loves oil. Because I really do.
Yeah. And
everybody's
so,
doing it.
The Supernatural Radio wanted to share that her dad has it and that she will definitely want to be contacting you and making sure that she tries that out.
Wonderful.
So we already have our Supernatural on there.
Yeah.
So
and
yeah,
our prayers are with her family because we know how difficult it is. We understand.
Yeah, she definitely it's doTERRA. For Supernatural, it's doTERRA. So it's doTERRA.com/Sandra Loves Oil. So we have to make sure that we put the doTERRA.com first, and that's the direction we're going to get contact with her would be from doTERRA because that's the product.
Yeah, and it's my doTERRA,
so.
To be exact.
It's my doTERRA.
doTERRA.
Oh, my doTERRA. Mm-hmm. Okay, so M-Y.
Yes.
Okay,
M-Y.
My doTERRA.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we could provide a link on your Transformation
Cafe. Yeah, absolutely.
Cafe.
Transformation Cafe afterwards, we'll have the show up there, and we'll have some information along with that, too.
Great.
I'm thinking Supernatural wants to get on it right now. So there we go. Yes, mydoTERRA.com, and then it's / Sandra Loves Oil. Okay, so that way hopefully Supernatural's got that taken care of now. Now, you were sharing with me, too, that there's been some testimonials of different stuff with the flu and bedwetting, and also, like you were saying, really good results with people with asthma. That's exciting.
Yes, so my sister-in-law was using the Breathe Blend for her asthma. And just to give you guys a little background on what exactly Breathe is, Breathe is specifically formulated to provide relief from colds, bronchitis, sore throats, sinusitis, cough, and respiratory congestion. It decongests sinus passages and combats lung infections and relieves allergy symptoms. The individual oils in Breathe are laurel leaf, peppermint, eucalyptus, melaleuca, also known as tea tree oil, lemon, and this blend can be applied topically. So you want to take one or two drops. And because these oils are pure, they're 100% of the oil, you don't need a lot. A little bit goes a long way. So one or two drops on your chest, and then you also could take a coffee mug and place steaming hot water in it and apply a drop of Breathe and inhale those hot vapors. And I'm telling you, opens up your sinuses like nothing that you've ever inhaled before. Actually, one drop of doTERRA peppermint oil is equivalent to 38 cups of peppermint herbal tea, just so you get an idea. And I think, Robin, you tried the peppermint oil at the retreat, right?
I did try the peppermint oil,
yeah.
And it definitely opened my sinuses. Yeah. And I thought my sinuses were clear, which was kind of amazing when, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll just smell it and don't think anything's going to have a reaction. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't even believe that you've got it that's so clear.
Yes.
So it's just really, really
It's amazing. And then also I actually have this amazing yoga instructor in Costa Mesa. His name is Ryan. And he owns 3x30 yoga studio in Costa Mesa. And he started using the oils himself a couple of weeks ago and then his students also. And I love, love, love to use the oils before a yoga class just to because the oils aren't just for ailments like, cough and asthma and Alzheimer's or cancer or the flu. You can also use it for mental stability. So I use Balance, which is an amazing blend. It's a balancing blend, and it keeps you centered and focused. And also like Ylang Ylang, it's very calming and soothing. I also, once I'm done with my yoga class, I love to use lemongrass because lemongrass is just very fresh and uplifting. So I inhale a couple of drops of lemongrass, and I know that Ryan has been having a lot of success using the oils in the last couple of weeks with his students, and which takes me to a very awesome story. If you guys, I encourage everyone to just go online and start looking at the testimonials. Go on YouTube, and you can go, anybody out there, any parent with a child with ADD or ADHD or oppositional defiant disorder, go on YouTube and just put in, for example, ADD doTERRA and look at the ridiculous amount of video testimonial of parents from all over the world talking about how these oils I'm not saying cured either, but definitely brought some sort of sense of calming or just helped their situation with their child. It's just really unbelievable. Actually, one of my amazing business partners, Beth, she actually has a client who uses a blend called Citrus Bliss in the classroom with children who have severe learning disability. These are high school students who are barely learning how to write their name. And she started to diffuse the Citrus Bliss blend, which is like lemon and lime and orange, into the air. And she said that it actually has helped bring down the stressful energy in the room for these students and have provided like a calming sense. And actually, I was reading this today that in schools that are diffusing these oils in the air, they know that it's time to put the diffuser back in the classroom because the noise level starts to rise. So that just goes to show how amazing these oils are when you start diffusing them in the air. Let's talk about that flu. If you or somebody knows somebody out there that got hit with that crazy flu where it was diarrhea and vomiting for like 3 days straight and people were flocking to hospitals. I know hospitals here in Orange County that had tents set up outside because they couldn't deal with the overwhelming amount of patients that were coming in. And there's nothing you can do. When you have a virus, all you can do is go home and drink plenty of fluids. I mean, everybody out there knows that that's true. Well, it's so amazing. Exactly. Yeah. And big vapor up, right? The On Guard blend is cinnamon, clove, and orange. And this blend is absolutely magical because oils can penetrate the cell membrane where the virus lives. It destroys it. That's why when I got off that airplane on Sunday night, I couldn't wait. And you're asking, well, why didn't you have the oils in your purse? Because I had put it on in the morning, and I was like, oh, I'll just get it in my layover in Atlanta, and didn't realize that I wasn't going to get my bags again until I landed in Orange County. So as soon as I got my On Guard out of that suitcase, that's why I started applying it on my throat and on my chest and diffused it all night long so I could get that oil in my body and kill all that virus because, you know, airplanes are just like germ heaven. They love it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the bedwetting, I know you asked about that. Unbelievable. So I have a friend who has a 9-year-old, and my cousin has a 5-year-old grandson. Both kids have been wetting their beds. They put one to two drops of cypress oil on these boys' tummies before they go to sleep. The 9-year-old hasn't had an accident in 2 months now.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry, take that back. He's had 3 accidents in 2 months. My cousin's grandchild has had 0 accidents in 1 month, in 4 weeks.
Wow, that's
cypress.
Awesome. That's
one
awesome.
Drop of cypress oil. That is it. It's magical. You feel so empowered when you get these oils and you start using them. Like a month ago, I came home from work and my son had a fever and the nanny was like, oh my goodness, he has a fever. I don't know what to do. I'm like, yes, I was literally excited. And that sounds crazy, but I was excited because I know that peppermint is good for fevers. So I pulled out the peppermint. I diluted it with coconut oil because some of these oils you want to dilute. For everyone out there listening, please listen carefully. You want to dilute some of these oils, especially peppermint, because they can be very strong for your skin if you just apply them without diluting them. So that goes for oregano because oregano is kind of hot. So I applied the coconut oil on his chest, his back, his forehead, and his throat. I applied the peppermint oil on top of that. Every 10 minutes for half an hour, fever gone. He went to sleep, woke up about 9:45, did it again. And now I was skeptical. I'm like, oh, these oils don't work. But I just had faith and started doing that. Another half hour, fever gone. Woke up at 3 in the morning again. And I was like, oh, my goodness, please, like, do something. Did it again every 10 minutes. My son woke up at 7 in the morning the next day. I was already prepared to stay home from work, call out sick, the whole nine. You, mom's listening out there, you know the drill, because I was expecting him to wake up with a runny nose and more fever, and here we go. My son walked downstairs. He's like, Mommy, pancakes? And I was like, what? And he's like, Mommy, pancakes. I couldn't believe it. I looked at him. I touched him. It was unbelievable. Like nothing happened. And that is just priceless. Not having to call out sick, not having to call my boss for the millionth time, not having to go to a doctor's office and sit there with everyone who else is sick, not having to go to the, you know, CVS or Walgreens to pick up the prescription. That is not going to work. It was just priceless being able to move on. I think life, we're here to live life and live the life that we love and just have a good time. And there's no time to stress or you know, as mom, you know, we have so much on our plates, whether you're a full-time mom or a working mom. It doesn't matter. You know, we all have a lot. And whether you're not a mom, it doesn't matter. Just in general, everybody out there, we have very busy lives. And getting sick, it just really brings us down emotionally and physically. And being able to imagine waking up in the middle of the night and you know that you can walk to your bathroom, open up your medicine cabinet, pull out an oil, apply it to yourself, go back to sleep, and know that you're going to get better and that's it, and then continue doing that until you get better. I mean, what's that worth to everybody out there listening? Honestly.
Yeah.
What's that worth to you guys? It's
priceless. It's totally a priceless. And the cool thing I love about it is, you know, it doesn't, you know, do you have to worry about if you're on any kind of prescription drugs or things like that, that any of these things are going to be affecting it?
Absolutely not, because, like I said, these are, for example, if it's orange, if it's wild orange that you're taking or lemon or lavender, that's exactly what it is. So you take your prescription drugs, you eat an orange or you eat 30 oranges, it's not going to interfere with your prescription medication. These are fruits and plants and trees. I mean, this is literally things that are coming up from the ground. They're all natural. So no, it will not interfere with prescription medication. My husband is on high blood pressure medication. And I've been applying ylang ylang, frankincense, bergamot, and it just depends, serenity, on his chest and on the bottom of his feet. And I look forward to being able to decrease my husband's blood pressure medication with time. From all the testimonials that I see online and all the people that I've talked to who've actually now are off their medication, it takes about 6 to 8 months for high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So it is a journey. It's not something that's going to happen overnight when it's something that's serious. But, yeah, the good thing is that you can give these a try and continue being on your medication, because I don't want everybody to think out there that I don't believe in modern medicine. I do. I have a child that was born in a bathtub with a midwife, and it was an amazing experience. And then I have a child, my two-year-old, who needed to be delivered through C-section at 32 weeks because I got severe preeclampsia. So believe me, I'm very grateful for modern medicine. It saved my life and my daughter. But if it's not needed and you could have an alternative, why not? Like antidepressants. Do you know that more people overdose on prescription medication every year than any other drug? One out of eight people are on antidepressants, yeah, like these crazy medications. And, you know, these oils might be able to help, if not get you off the medication, but, you know, maybe alleviate it a little bit. And actually, I'm looking at a testimonial right here 5 hours ago posted on one of our sites on Facebook, and it says, does anyone have information or sites for depression and antidepressants? I have a friend who's interested in getting off antidepressants. So here's a response. I was on 60 milligrams of Prozac, and then I started taking the Long Life Vitality vitamins, lemon in lots of water all day long, and tea with honey and lemon, off of all meds in less than 3 weeks. And she was also on DDR Prime, which is another capsule that we sell. And it's amazing. Like, these testimonials are just all day long. They're just streaming in. So that's really powerful. I also want to share with everybody our weight loss. I mean, it's amazing. We have these Slim and Sassy blends, and it has, like, cinnamon and clove and all these citrus blends in it, and it's an appetite suppressant, and it speeds up your metabolism. And I am a food nut. Like, when it comes to desserts, I could care less. I'll pass up on brownies, cookies, I don't care. But don't show me nachos, especially loaded nachos or Doritos or any kind of junk food. I'm obsessed. And ever since I started taking the Slim and Sassy, I either put it in my water, a couple of drops in a glass of water, or I just put it under my tongue. Literally, I seriously sit, my office is in my kitchen, and I have the pantry right behind me. I see all the chips there, and I don't want them. I pass. It's amazing. And so that's how I know that this stuff works, because if I can pass on my chips, then I know it's working. So I've dropped 12 pounds since the beginning of February. And I also do the shake every morning, the Slim and Sassy shake, which is really yummy. They have chocolate or vanilla, but I just use the vanilla because I don't like chocolate. And the most amazing news is that now they have the Slim and Sassy gel cap. So you can actually now just ingest the gel cap, and you don't have to taste the oil, because for some people it's a little, like, clove and cinnamon might be a little spicy. So now you can just take the gel caps. And that is unbelievable, the result. And I'm really excited because I don't know about you guys, but I can't wait to get into a bathing suit and feel good.
Well,
and,
I look forward to the testimony,
you know,
on that. Yeah. Well, like doing that 30 seconds, I mean, 30 minutes just goes by so fast. I want to remind everybody
again.
Is
that it?
That's it. We were just so, I told you 30 minutes is going to go super fast. So again, go ahead and remind everybody how they can get a hold of you, and if you feel like any other kind of information you want to give real quick, we'll make sure that people can get a hold of you tonight.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate your time. My number, you can call me at 818-322-5305. Again, 818-322-5305. If I'm not available, leave me a message, and I will return your call as soon as I can. You can log on at mydoterra.com/Sandra Loves Oils, or you can email me at ilovemyoils@yahoo.com. I love my oils. @yahoo.com. Thanks again, Robin. Thanks again to all the listeners. Much love, and I wish everyone an amazing week. Life is beautiful. Just live, love, and laugh a lot. Love you guys.
And use your oils. Thank you so much, Sandra.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.